This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations Security Council issued its first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. angering Israel by abstaining from the vote. Israel responded to Monday's vote by canceling a visit to Washington by a high-level delegation and the strongest public clash between the allies since the war began. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the U.S. of retreating by allowing the vote to pass without conditioning the ceasefire on release of hostages by Hamas. The resolution was approved 14-0 by the 15-member council after the U.S. decided not to use its veto power. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that the gunmen who raided a suburban Moscow concert hall and killed 139 people were radical Islamists. At the same time, he reaffirmed his claim that Ukraine could have played a role in the attack, despite its strong denials and the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility. Putin said over the weekend the four attackers were arrested while trying to escape to Ukraine. Speaking during Monday's meeting with senior officials, he said the investigators are yet to determine who ordered the attack, but said it was necessary to find out why the terrorists, after committing their crime, tried to flee to Ukraine and who was waiting for them there. Indonesia's military says it has arrested 13 elite troops accused of involvement in a video sharing showing the torture of an indigenous Papua man believed to be a member of a separatist group. The video has sparked an outcry in Indonesia and from rights activists. Conflicts between indigenous Papuans and